All right, welcome to the Garber Sports Podcast. Today's topic will be, Steph Curry and the Warriors. They haven't lost yet. They don't appear to be losing anytime soon, and all the haters are eating crow, pretty much daily nowadays. So, without further ado, I will introduce my other two fellow guests on this one, and that would be Mo and Emmanuel, our fellow writers from the Garber Sports website. So I'll throw it to either one of you guys. Are they ever going to lose? Is Steph Curry pretty much locked in the MVP vote already? What do you guys think?
To be honest, the Warriors—they're on a very hot streak right now, and I think what people need to realize is that just based on the way the team is set up as a whole, the Warriors are going to be very difficult to beat because they're high-intensity shooting team. But Steph Curry is having an MVP season already, and it's hard to say that after the win and winning the MVP award last year. So from comparing him this year to last year, I think there's a very, very high probability that if he continues at this rate, we could be looking at something special.
Agree. Mo, what do you think?
I think for your first, going to your first question, you said, are they going to lose? I think they are. I think they will, but not a lot of games because if you think about it, they haven't faced some really good teams in the West, like the Spurs. I mean, they beat the Clippers, but they haven't faced the Spurs yet. They haven't faced Oklahoma Thunder. Also in the East, they haven't faced
Cleveland.
Cleveland. So I like to see those matches. But for now, they are, like Wander said, they are in a hot streak. I think that Steph is going to win the MVP because no one is playing great basketball like he is. So
All
he's
right.
definitely locked for the MVP.
But do you think there'll be a time?
They did play Oklahoma. They did play Oklahoma, and just like we all suggested and thought, they beat Oklahoma, and I hate to say this, very comfortably as well too. So
When
that
did
was a good
they play?
matchup.
Are you
I don't
sure they
think
played
they've
him?
just, I don't think they've played them this season.
On Christmas, it was a Christmas showdown.
Well, it's not Christmas yet.
On Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I mean, let me. I'm online right now checking them out. Like, give me one second. I don't think they played him because I think there
Yeah,
would
I
have been
don't
a.
think so, because if they had, I would have watched it.
Yeah, I think their biggest test, honestly, was the Clippers, and I believe that if Clippers hadn't choked the way they did, basically the one really good team they faced, there was some adversity there. Sure, they overcame it and came back and won it in, ridiculous fashion. However, wait till the Clevelands come, wait till the OKCs come with the Durant and Westbrook in full form, and then, I just I like we talked about it before. We talked about this before, the us three. I am telling you, as a Bulls fan, it's getting more and more nervous over here as far as them breaking 72 and 10. I mean, again, it just might be me, but I don't know.
That's a very big discussion right there. Are they going to get to 72 and 10? That's pretty much putting them in comparison to Jordan's Bulls. They are a very good team. And, here's the fact. They are set up as shooters. I think the requirement to become a Golden State Warrior member, you need to be able to shoot a very high percentage. Steph Curry, it's almost like the Phoenix Suns of a few years ago, where they had Steve Nash, Amari, Leandro Barbosa, Boris Diaw. The team was set up as a run-and-gun team. The only difference of this Golden State team is that they're set up to shoot. And, you look at Harrison Barnes, you look at Klay Thompson. I mean, I'm sure even if Andrew Bogut could shoot, he probably would chuck it up as well too. That's the way the team is set up. So yes, these guys are 3-point specialists, and that's why they play small. Because as a big man, you really can't, stand at the top of the arc and start launching threes. You have to be, a shooter. You have to have the mode of a shooter. You need a shooter's touch. And do I think they'll get to 72? That's up for debate. But if they can get to at least 20 and 0, it's a high probability.
Emmanuel, that's 2 games from now. You're saying if they can get to 20 and 0, let me give you their next 2 games. On Monday, they play away to Utah. Utah is, I mean, come on, they can beat a Utah. And then the next game is away to Charlotte. Both games are beyond winnable. And that's 2 games from now, they'll go 20 and 0.
Are we then saying we waited at 30 and 0? Because, like I said, it takes a lot to go 20 and 0. I mean, this is 20 games into the season and you are still undefeated. That's almost, I hate to say it, but close to a quarter of your season right there. If you can go a quarter of the season undefeated, what stops you from going halfway through the season undefeated? It's a high probability, but like I said, I can see if they can get to 20, you know, and I stand by it. I think the next 20 games thereafter, even if they lost 5 out of 10 out of those games, they still stand in a very high probability. But 72 and 10, that's a very, very unlikely number.
I don't know. Mo, what do you think?
I have to agree with, okay, I'm gonna be biased here. I'm kind of like undecided because if you look at it, the time of Jordan, that was a difficult time in basketball. You know, there was a lot of big men, it was a lot of post up. Right now in the NBA, it's more of shooting and stuff. So do I think that they can get to 72-10? There is a possibility, but I'm not sold yet.
But listen, when Jordan and them did it, I think the league was more difficult because, for example, you had Utah with Stockton and Malone. You had, I mean, what was that? 96. So I don't even know where Barkley was. I think I don't know if he was in Phoenix
or was.
Okay, Phoenix was good. San Antonio was always good. In the East, you had, you know, I mean, I don't know if Shaq switched to.
You had the Houston Rockets. The Rockets were there too with Hakeem the Dream and Kenny the Jets, right?
That's right. That's right. Where was Shaq? Was Shaq in Orlando or was he in L.A.? I can't remember.
That was towards the tail end of Jordan's career.
All I'm saying is there were more quality teams back then and the team went 72-10. I don't think the league is as strong now, which is why I think they will break it. And they haven't figured them out. All they do is just shoot the lights out.
But you know, I would have to disagree with you on this point. Yes, you are right. You know, we can even go far back. You know, Ewing and Starks with the New York Knicks. Yes, Jordan's era had ballers. You had, you know, Clyde Drexler and those guys. These are great individuals. But you look at the NBA nowadays, the NBA is a predominantly a guard league. We just, until recent season, started having big men and people like DeMarcus Cousins, Andre Drummond, Anthony Davis. This is the new era, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge. But if you're saying a predominantly guard-dominated league, someone like Steph Curry should not be having his way with these guys. So if he can't be stopped, then how are they going to stop the Golden State Warriors from doing as they please? And that's what I beckon to say that, you know, I do think they will, but it's a high probability. For me, let's get to 20, you know, and then see the next 10 games after that. Because, like I said, this is, take Curry, for example. This guy is in the top 10, if not possibly the greatest shooter of all time. And that's a very bold statement of all time. So, you know, I think the Golden State Warriors are onto something here.
I'm with you. I just, again, I don't know. I just simply cannot see them losing 10 times when through a quarter of a season they haven't lost once. And now I'm supposed to see them lose 10 games? I just don't believe in the league being able to figure them out to give them 10 losses. I don't even give Golden State that much credit as much as I think discredit the league in itself, like just the whole.
Well, here's the thing, you know, they will lose 10 games. They probably will lose more. It happens. Every team goes through a slump. It might be, you know, close to the playoff time, but I can see them losing at least up to 10 games. We just don't know yet. You know, we just don't know yet. And like I said, the only thing, if I'm being honest, that's going to prevent them from doing it is if something seismic was to happen and Curry was to get injured halfway through the season, maybe tore ACL or something, or they lost a very big part of their offense and Draymond Green. That could potentially hinder the season. Injury, I think, bar none, any other factor, is going to be what prevents them from actually either repeating as champions or breaking, you know, the Bulls' records. But, you know, that's something we have to look into. Having said that, though, that raises my question. You know, is Steph Curry the most efficient player in the league right now? Is Steph Curry the best player in the NBA right now? We don't know. I would love to have someone talk about it because, you know, people talk about LeBron James.
Sorry, Wanda, to cut you off, but he is the best player in the world. I mean, no one, he's averaging over 35 points per game. So he is the best player right now. I mean, his player efficiency.
Are we just going off numbers, bro?
We're going off numbers. He is the best player right now, even better than LeBron. I mean, LeBron, they're struggling. This guy, I mean, his last game, he had 41 points versus the Phoenix Suns. And he didn't even have to play in the fourth quarter. That's how good he is.
That's true.
This is the fourth time this season that he hasn't played in the fourth quarter, and they're still winning.
Look, I agree with you guys. You know, he's a great player, absolutely phenomenal player. But it's too much of a statement. And you are right. Look, Curry's a great player. I wouldn't say he's the best player.
So who would you say is the best player right now if it's not Curry?
They are great players in the NBA. If on a good day, I would take someone like Russell Westbrook over Steph Curry. I possibly could take even LeBron James. As much as I hate to admit it, there are players in the league who you can take them out of their comfort zone, put them on any team, and they will still operate. If you take Steph Curry out of the Golden State Warriors, I hate to say it, but I don't think he wouldn't be as efficient as he is. That team is built around his game.
That's where you're wrong, because he's actually better, because the reason why he's so good is because he can create his own shots. He can get that space to pull up from anywhere behind the arc and throw the three. That is why people, even if you listen to ESPN and all the analysts, they're saying he's the best player right now. LeBron is going down. He's not as good as he was before. He's having serious back issues. He's not able, he's terrible in the three-point. So if you want to go by numbers, he's the best. And even if you want to talk about putting him in another team, he makes other players better, and he can create his own shots. He doesn't have to worry about what the other guys do. He can create his own shots. With Westbrook,
I'll say he's the most efficient. But as far as the best player, it's not the bear. You know,
right now he is the best player right now, because with Westbrook, the thing you have to realize with Westbrook is, He's going through an inner crisis right now, because he doesn't know. He says he's a point guard, but he shoots first before passing. And that's why they're having issues in Oklahoma, because him and Durant can't coexist. And that's why, to me, they're average. But with Steph, he makes his players better. And when his players are not playing well, guess what? He can take over the game.
Right. I agree with both of you, and that is a podcast that we will do shortly about whether he's the best player and whether he's the best shooter of all time. You both will get a chance to make your cases for that one. For this case right now, Golden State being the best team, whether they'll lose, whether they'll go 72-10, we're going to have to cut you guys short this one. We will come back again soon and give you guys another Garber Sports podcast. But as for right now, it's going to be goodbye from Mo and Emmanuel, and goodbye from me. And, check us out shortly. Thanks again, guys.